Okay, Yashika Gordon, for all the beautiful halachas. Okay, so I just wanted to say that it's known from a few gedolim that the Kabbalah on Taka Yom Noroim was the bench for Kavona. So there's a story with Rav Shach Zichron Livracha, and there's a story with the Stipler Zichron Livracha. So yeah, it's for sure a very big Kabbalah in Eretz Yisrael. They used to bench every day, at least once a day, if not more, if not twice a day. So that was Kabbalah. But nowadays, a lot of people, they bench only on Shabbos. So it still would be a nice Kabbalah. Gabe, if a little child is crying and the father is benching, so to make a sign and that will stop the child crying, that would be great. But a few times it's important to do more than that, to stop the child from crying, and maybe baby's crying and lost the pacifier came out of the mouth. So we saw that the poskim say that benching is similar to Shmone Esra. So, and the person, it's even a question, which Omein can you answer? When can you answer Omein? It's not so posh, it mamish has alochas of Shmone Esra in a lot of ways. But we saw even in the middle of Shmone Esra, let's say a mother is down in Shmone Esra and the baby was sleeping in his crib, and she thought like the baby will sleep while she downs, and then in the middle the baby starts to cry. So in the middle of Shmone Esra, she can go over to the crib and put back the pacifier in the baby's mouth, and then to go back and to continue to daven. Because the main thing of tefillah is davening, having kavona. And if the mother is going to be disturbed, the kavona is going to be disturbed because the baby is crying, she doesn't have the menuchas nefesh, the yishuv hadas anymore. So she can do that in the middle of Shmone Esra. And so mamelim benching would also be the same halacha legabe that. Okay, so the sforim bring down that we've got only two brochas that are d'oraisa. One is Birkas HaTorah, but that is for a mitzvah. And the only brocha that we have for thanking Hashem for food, for the physical thing, that is the benching. All the other brochas are midrabonon. So Mamela, and it's not a shahakel, it's not a bio-prio 8. It's like three brochas d'oraisa and a brocha d'rabbonon. And then a lot of people continue to say the rachmans, the bakoshes. So it is much longer. So it is harder to have kavona by benching than to have kavona when a person makes a shakel or asher yotza. So the Sforim bring down that it is a zgula for a lot of things, the bench with kavona. One is ligabe parnosa, that's a non-zgula, but it's a zgula for everything. For parnosa, for gezund, for nachas, for simcha, zgulas, for yeshuas, and mamish, for everything. It's brought in the Sforim like that. There's an interesting story with a young child who was in cheder, and every so often, Rameir Shapir of Lublin came to give a bechina, to test the children. And after the test, he used to give them some candies, etc. Excuse me. So one time he came, he gave a bechina, and he said that he's sorry that he didn't bring any candy because he's not coming from home. He was traveling to make money for the yeshiva. So he didn't have a possibility to pick up some candy. But he said he's going to give them something more important than candy. And he told them the gewaldige broche for parnosa and bechlal, but I think he mentioned only parnosa, for benching the kavona from inside the siddur, carefully, slowly. Okay, that's what he said. There is a Choshev Balbos who told me that he made a Kabbalah, that benching has to take, I don't remember what he said, 5 minutes or 7 minutes, I don't remember, but like a nice amount of time. And if it's less than that, so then he starts over benching from the beginning. Okay, that's Aga. Anyway, so one of the children, a young child, from then on started to bench slowly, the kavona inside the siddur, whatever it is. And because of that, like he was in cheder, so because of that, a lot of times he missed when all the children between the limudim went out to play by recess. So he took much longer to bench. So his recess was always cut short. But the Meir Shapiro of Lublin said that, and somebody met an elderly person, a big Rosh Yeshiva met an elderly person in Yerushalayim. He went to a different shul, for Shalashudas once, whatever. He met an elderly person who was saying, benching, bekavona, mila b'mila, from inside. So this Rosh Yeshiva understood that there must be a story over here. So he asked him, what's that? And he told him he was one of the children. He was one of the children who heard that from Ramir Shapir of Lublin. And he said that even during the World War with the Nazis, Rachman Etzlan, they always gave him a job in the kitchen, helping the cook, whatever. And he had a few stories that Mamish Gevaldik Yisyat Ishmael, that even during the war, he always had parnosa, he had food. Shem should help all of us to be mischazek, taka, and benching kavona, and to have all the bruchas, gulus, yeshuas, parnosa, berevach, v'chol mishalish libeinu etayvah, kol tov.